pretty good. Just, you know, trying to step into that leadership role, and you know, with Elvis being gone and stuff. So, you know, it's just been trying to bring the young guys along. We got a lot of rookies out here this year, so you know, just trying to give them my knowledge that I went through last year. And you know, obviously, I didn't go through OTAs last year, so this is my first year for that. So, kind of a learning experience for me too at the same time.
How beneficial has it been for you?
Excuse me?
How beneficial has it been for you to be able to be here?
I mean, it's a huge head start on the playbook and, you know, just getting better at your techniques and stuff and, you know, getting to be around the guys even more.
You mentioned wanting to step up as a leader. We've been hearing that from, like, Kevin Pickerson, Vaughn. They said even in year two, you really are stepping up. Is that hard for a young player in a room full of veterans to kind of be able to transition to that?
If you can look past the experience levels and, you know, just I think that anybody that plays this game respects hard work. So I just try to lead by my, you know, with my effort, you know, and things. I'm not a big vocal guy either. So, you know, I just kind of try to lead by example and do the right things, and usually people will follow.
Derek, why do you think you are more prepared than to do that now out here compared to, say, training camp last year?
Well, you know, because the playbook is so, the techniques, and there's so many different little things in this league that you have to know how to do, and there's so many different little tricks that it's good to have these OTAs to learn those things without having to, you know, to take too much tax on your body and, you know, use your hands and stuff. It just teaches you how to not use as much power and use more technique. And I think that's the best part about these.
You had to dial it back. You didn't tell yourself to kind of maybe reel it back a little bit. We were talking towards the tail end of last year. You doing that now too, or is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. It's just trying to take care of yourself, of your body, you know, and that's why, like, in college, we had spring ball, so, and that would just beat the hell out of you for 2 weeks, and then, you know, have a spring game and play like 3 snaps in a spring game and then be done. So it's kind of like, you know, now it's a lot better that you're, you know, in the NFL, that you get to come out here, work your technique, run your plays, learn a playbook, and, you know, you get to meet and get close to the coaches, close to the teammates, and you know, it's a really good scene for that.
Does that cause a problem, though, when some guys maybe are going a little bit too hard?
Well, everybody has their days where they're going to go a little too hard, so it's not, you know, it's nothing personal, but there's going to be a little bit of, some arguments will happen during OTAs all the time. So
verbally settle that down, or do you physically have to settle that down?
We'll say verbally, just for the cameras.
Derek, in college, you were known as being pretty much unstoppable one-on-one. Now that you're attracting more attention, what are you working on to work through double teams that you'll see?
Well, you know, double teams are, it's all technique when it comes to double teams, and if somebody's doubling me, that means somebody's coming free. So if I'm getting doubled, somebody's got a one-on-one, or somebody's not even getting blocked. So that's even better.
Vaughn was saying that he was impressed with your rookie year, but he thinks he stole maybe 3 or 4 sacks from you where you were right there. Do you agree with that? Were you right there?
I mean, who knows what would have happened. You know, he might have been a little bit faster than me here and there. He might have got there just a little bit quicker, but that's all right. As long as we're getting him to the ground, that's all that really matters.
What are you expecting from yourself going in?
Well, you know, I just want to, you know, put my rookie year behind me, and, you know, I want to win. That's all I want to do. I don't really care what my stats look like as long as we win. And I have a ring on my finger at the end of the year. That's all that really matters.
Have you had any pointers for Sylvester Williams since you played, were in his position last year?
Yeah, you know, he's got a ton of potential, and he wants to learn. So I just tell him, I'm like, hey, just come when we're lifting, he's with me. And on the sidelines, he comes over and stands by me. So he just kind of, he's really good at learning. So he's doing a really good job.
If you're not the vocal leader, and Vaughn said he's not a vocal leader, who is the vocal leader of this defense?
Our defense, we don't have to talk. We just have each other's back. That's what it comes down to. And when somebody's falling behind, they just look around and see that nobody else is falling behind, so they better pick it up. And that's kind of how our defense is. We just kind of, it was like that last year too, but it was, you know, nobody, we don't need all that rah-rah screaming stuff. We just do your job and get it done well.